And we turn now to one of conservative talk radio's earliest voices. For more than two decades, Charlie Sykes has helped shape the Republican Party from his home base of Wisconsin. The rise of Donald Trump has left him feeling on the margins of his party. It's an uncomfortable place for Sykes, but not one that's terribly unfamiliar.
I grew up in a liberal family. My father was a well-known Democratic Party activist. He was a university professor. He was the president of the Wisconsin Civil Liberties Union. And I became active in Young Democrats. I actually was a page to the 1968 Democratic National Convention.
And with George McGovern as president of the United States, we wouldn't have to have Gestapo tactics in the streets of Chicago.
In 1970, my father, despite the fact that he was a vocal, principled opponent of the Vietnam War, he was targeted by, you know, many of the anti-war activists, and they demanded that he shut down his classes, that he go on strike. My father said, look, I don't care who you are. You're not going to bully me. You're not going to, shut me down. And it was during that period that I remember beginning to think that this movement had become more strident and militant. There was a moment where they tried to tip over his car, and I'm thinking, here's a World War II veteran who has been an outspoken liberal Democrat, has been an outspoken opponent of the war, and yet they have decided that he is a target for them. And so I got a preview of what happens when you break from the tribe.
It is 8:35. Good morning, Wisconsin. You're listening to News Radio 620 WTMJ. We live in insane times. We actually live in insane times.
I'm incredibly proud of having built a constituency of really smart, savvy voters who were able to distinguish between the fakes and the real reformers, who really were attracted to reform-based conservatism.
MJ, joining me live on the line is the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Paul Ryan. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Good morning, Charlie. How are you doing?
Well, to great. The I extent that there has been a conservative movement in Wisconsin, I've always been part of it. And I've been an advocate for it. But I've always thought that my role wasn't to advance their ambitions. It was to advance these ideas and these principles.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am officially running for President of the United States, and we are going to make our country great again.
I was never Trump from the moment he came down that gold escalator. From that moment on, I made no secret of the fact that I was not a party loyalist. Donald Trump is not conservatism. Donald Trump does not represent what we have been talking about for years. Donald Trump represents every stereotype the left has ever had of conservatives. If that was the direction the Republican Party was going to take, well, then I was out. I'd gone to an Easter brunch and was taking a nap in the basement when my producer texted me, "Are you ready for this?" I said, "Okay, what?" He said, "Donald Trump, 8:35 tomorrow morning."
Joining me on the line is the National Republican front runner, Donald Trump. Good morning, sir.
Hi, Charlie.
How are you?
I'm good.
Started off trying to be as polite as I could.
First of all, congratulations, Grandpa. Congratulations on the birth of your grandson yesterday.
That's right. Thank you. That's so nice.
And then we dived into it.
You know, I want to talk about your record. I mean, you've given hundreds of thousands of dollars to the Clintons, to Harry Reid, to John Kerry, Chuck Schumer, Charlie Rangel. In your book, you insulted Ronald Reagan. You praised Obama's stimulus as terrific. You've called for the largest tax hike in history. You've endorsed universal government-run health care. You've endorsed abortion on demand, gun control. So my question is, why shouldn't conservatives here in Wisconsin think that your claim to be a conservative now is just a giant fraud?
Well, first of all, let me just explain that as a businessman, I'd never even thought of many of the things you're talking about. I was never even asked
I did feel like I was a man on a mission, and my mission was to not allow Donald Trump to sweep Wisconsin.
And when you do
that,
you're
not answering my question.
Well, no, I am answering. You have to get along with everybody.
You have been.
When Donald Trump lost the Wisconsin primary, I felt incredibly proud to be a Wisconsinite. And it was very gratifying to watch that while the rest of the country was falling all over, as Donald Trump was sweeping one primary after another, he came here and we just did not buy what he was selling.
Donald Trump, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you very much.
I certainly was hoping that Wisconsin was going to be the firewall of rationality in the primary. Instead, it turned out to be a speed bump.
Friends, delegates, and fellow Americans, I humbly and gratefully accept your nomination for the presidency of the United States.
I think among the things that have been the most disheartening is to watch other people who do what I do decide that they are willing to go from being gatekeepers to being cheerleaders to being outright flacks. It's been extremely disillusioning.
My father died in 1985, actually pretty suddenly. He died at the age of 63. And this year I turned 62. So I've always had that age circled. And it means a great deal to me to realize that, you know what, if you're going to make choices, you have to make them now. I'm looking around at what purported to be the conservative movement and saying, you know what, I'm not sure that you people actually have the answers. I don't want to follow your path and intellectually. And so for me, it's kind of the breaking out again that I'm kind of on my own again. And, you know, and you know what, I will say this, that I really do hope that my that my father would be proud that really at the end of this that I did something that I think he might have done.
That was Charlie Sykes, a conservative talk radio host who's feeling on the margins this election year. That segment was produced by Arzu Rezvani and Barton Girdwood.